triple header at Gainbridge, Division II National Championship, Division III National Championship, the NIT Final, that's all on Sunday. Oh, and then Monday night, the Division I National Championship game. So all in Indian. Yes, there's going to be music concerts that are free to the public, fan jams, all that kind of stuff in downtown Indy. There's just always going to be something going on.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line a veteran journalist, analyst, and host. He has been covering the Final Four since 1992 with the Fab Five. You know him from all of his great work at ESPN with the NCAA, TNT Sports, Big Ten Network, and also as the presidential bracketologist for President Obama for his entire time in office. The one and only Andy Katz, welcome to WGN.
Well, appreciate you having me.
So first off, I love Indianapolis. We do a lot of these sort of road trips, destination places. Sometimes it's for a great food scene. Sometimes, of course, for the Indy 500. I host that pre-race show. But Indianapolis is one of those places that is often a venue, a host city for a lot of great things, whether it's the Super Bowl or things like the Final Four. For those people who've not been to it, Andy, give your thoughts, you know, just on Indianapolis as a place to host and experience great events like this.
Yeah, I mean, the downtown is perfect for big events. And obviously, they've had, you know, multiple Final Fours, NBA All-Star Game at Gainbridge. Obviously, they have the Scouting Combine down at Lucas Oil, Colts games, you know, and the Indy 500 obviously is further, a little further out. But just actually downtown, the proximity of Gainbridge, of Lucas Oil, and all the hotels that are right around downtown, some restaurants, it just makes it so much easier and accessible as a walking city for a big event. And I think it's in the minority of that. We've had plenty of Final Fours where you have to get in a car and buses and all that kind of thing. But when you're in Indy, there's a huge benefit to being able to just walk everywhere.
Yeah, and they've hosted the Super Bowl too. You know, it's a great city when you can be a cold weather city and be able to host the Super Bowl as well. So talk about the Final Four, March Madness. This is a place, a very comfortable space for you where you have been in and around it. I think for sports fans, it is the greatest time. Everybody gets to participate because so many people have a team, either that it's their favorite team or the team that, you know, the school they went to or they root for, they've got a favorite in it. So many people are included as opposed to maybe some of those where it's just a team here and a team there. It really brings in the entire country and everybody has that goal of getting to the Final Four.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've always thought about, you know, March Madness more than any other postseason event in the American sports calendar, because it is so mainstream, for lack of a better term, that everyone touches something that related to college sports, college team, whether you either went to a school, you live near a school, you knew someone went to a school. You know, that to me resonates more. Doesn't rate as well as the Super Bowl, obviously, or the NFL playoffs at times. But those, the NFL is sort of its own behemoth and it's different. But any other postseason event, it is very regional for the most part. I grew up in Boston, so to me, Lakers Celtics when I was growing up was obviously a big deal. But that was sort of a unique setting. You know, all these other events in the NHL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, they just don't compare to have sort of the universal interest of March Madness. And that's what I think makes it so special. Also, the bracket. Right. So I'm not a huge fan of expanding it, but if they do expand, we'll see if that happens. To me, it still has to fit on one piece of paper because it can be, you know, Xerox, copied, whatever you want to say. Everyone can have it. It's one piece of paper and everyone can fill it out. You want to fill it out because you like certain teams. You like the mascots. You like the colors. Mm-hmm. It's an easy thing to do. You don't have to gamble. You certainly can just participate and have fun with it and track it. And I think that's what makes it so unique.
You got to have rules there, Andy, right? It's got to be one piece of paper, maybe a standard size, or can people just experiment with the paper? Maybe it could be a very large piece of paper. You know, the Constitution of the United States is maybe oversized paper, but as long as it's one sheet, right? You're not flipping through pamphlets or slides on a PowerPoint, then you got it made. One of the things that I think is so cool about it is you've got your sort of favorites, those teams, those iconic teams that are traditionally good and have those programs and people look for them, and people who kind of make their predictions like you can say, okay, well, we can guarantee they're going to do pretty well, or we should always look out for them. But I think the thing that is universal and just so special about March Madness. And of course, the Final Four, when they get there, is that Cinderella side. Do you have, as a guy who's covered it the entire time, what is your favorite Cinderella story? Chicago, our listeners are going to remember, you know, it was a handful of years ago, Loyola guy who had won back in 1961, I think, and ended up getting all the way to the Final Four. We just went nuts. But what's your favorite?
Yeah, it's that one with Sister Jean, who just passed away within the last year. Covering that, and actually, you know, I was fortunate. It was not because of where I was, but actually was with Loyola in both of their rounds. Not the first weekend. I was there with them the second weekend in Atlanta for the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight, and then obviously in the Final Four. So that was great to be there with Porter Mosier and their staff and see the whole thing. That and the first Butler one, not the second one in 2011, the first one in 2010, I'd say, you know, that those are right up there. And then I guess for me, number one was the first Cinderella ride of Gonzaga. Now, they didn't make it to the Final Four that first time, but and then they obviously did not become a Cinderella because they outgrew it, if you will. But I was there in 99 when they got through Seattle and then went to Phoenix and were within a whisker of upsetting UConn in the Elite Eight. And that was sort of the beginning for me of sort of a, you know, the whole Cinderella thing.
Here's the thing. So talk about the events itself. Obviously, we all watch, everyone watches on television, but now, just as a lot of events have, you go to the Super Bowl, there's an entire week of stuff, is that they have tried to make more events for more people all around the game. So Andy, if you could share some of those, just some of the, whether it's music events, whether it's different activations, fan fest, things people can do to make that trip worthwhile.
Yeah, no, they definitely made it much more of an event over the course of the weekend. And this year, it'll be even more unique because for the first time, the NIT is involved here. They did it one other time where you had divisions 1, 2, and 3. But this year, you've got the NIT semifinals on Thursday night at Hinkle, and then the open practice day on Friday. Then on Saturday, you've got the national semifinals at Lucas Oil and the practice days at Lucas Oil. And then Sunday, triple header at Gainbridge, Division 2 national championship, Division 3 national championship, the NIT final, that's all on Sunday. Oh, and then Monday night, the Division I national championship game. So all in Indy. And yes, there's going to be music concerts outdoors that are free to the public during that weekend. Usually it's Friday and Sunday nights. They'll have events, you know, leading up during the day Saturday. You know, there's fan jams, all that kind of stuff in downtown Indy that really does make it a destination from essentially, you know, Thursday to Tuesday.
Man.
There's just always going to be something going on.
If you like college basketball, this is the place to be, and more so than ever before. Like you said, the first time they've done it all. I mean, obviously, this is incredible for fans to be able to have that one-stop shop for everything all throughout the country, even the NIT. But Andy, why are they, I mean, this is just a regular question, why are they doing that? Business-wise, you'd think they'd break it up. It's awesome for fans, but why is this happening?
Well, they were going to do it in 2020 in Atlanta, and then obviously we know COVID happened. So they've tried to do it before. They did it one other time, and I'm drawing a blank on which city it was in. I think it was in Indy. But the reason is they want to sort of have this basketball festival, if you will. But they can only really do it in probably Indianapolis, maybe New Orleans, and certainly can Atlanta. You need a NBA, NHL arena like within proximity of the dome. So you've got that in New Orleans where, you know, where the Pelicans play, it's essentially next door to where the Saints play. Atlanta, you know, it's just sort of down the street where the Hawks play and then where the Falcons play. And obviously same deal you've got in Indy. So you've got to have the proximity of the venues and the hotel space. And they're probably the three cities that could pull it off. So if this goes well, which I anticipate it will, next time around Atlanta or New Orleans, when they come up, I think we could see it again.
Wow. And then the convention center, too. You mentioned those hotels. They've had so many big events there. So they've got that tried and true track record of being able to do it. Great restaurants. There's a great food scene in Indy. People will be able to enjoy all of that as well. And of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of it. So, Andy, before we let you go, if there's like a website or a place to go or some advice that you have for fans in order to kind of make their plans and get ready for Indy.
Yeah, I would just go to the NCAA.com/March Madness or slash tickets if you want to do that. And so use my name, Katz, K-A-T-Z, as your code. Go to NCAA.com/tickets. You can get onto that website, the men's basketball Division I, you know, tournament for the tickets.
KATZ. We'll have links up. I'll add that into the description as well. It always pays to know Andy Katz. Certainly pays to watch him in all those things. And so, Andy, as we let you go, is there places where people can, like, where can people watch you on Big Ten Network with the coverage coming up? Social media-wise, where can they keep up?
Yeah, I'll be obviously covering the Big Ten Network. And then for TNT, I'll be all over the NCAA tournament. But obviously at The Andy Katz on X and at The Real Andy Katz on Instagram. And, of course, March Madness, social media accounts. And Big Ten Network social media accounts. You can follow me there as well.
You can't miss him. And again, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. Andy Katz, the best in the business. Thanks so much for everything you're doing that you've always done your whole life for the sport.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Okay, thank you.